With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden's cognitive decline prompting Republicans in Congress to urge Vice President Kamala Harris to consider invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Biden from office. On the Salem Media Group News Program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says reporters keep asking him one question.
If you were in the cabinet, if you were serving in the Biden cabinet, would you, in good conscience, be thinking about invoking the 25th Amendment? And I answered instantly and honestly, of course I would, because I see what everybody sees. And it doesn't believe anybody in that cabinet is going to do the same thing, but they asked me what I would do, and that was my answer.
And for Donald Trump, one last major campaign stop before the GOP National Convention kicks off next week. Former president stumping now just outside of Pittsburgh. Also at SRNnews.com, much of Houston still without power.
The need is enormous. It's very hot. It's very humid. People are starting to feel it a few days ago. Tensions continue to run very high, worse every day. The worst hit households have one or multiple trees sitting on their homes with part of the trees inside their rooms, inside their bedrooms, inside their living rooms.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says 900,000 customers still have no electricity.
We have heard reports of somebody pulling a gun on a group of linemen, somebody shooting pellets at the truck. So I know, you know, people are angry at the situation, and the heat just by nature makes us all more frustrated and the tempers run higher.
Russian shelling of Ukraine. At least four people have been killed. This is SRN News. No compromise on abortion.
That's the issue that most Americans believe the two parties are the farthest apart on. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 42% of respondents say there is no common ground between Republicans and Democrats on abortion. Another 38% say there might be a little room for compromise, but not much. Amongst registered voters, both Republicans and Democrats agree there is virtually no common ground on abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire Department of Education restoring a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. Teacher did not contest her firing from a private school last fall, but sued the education department and top officials over the revocation of her teaching license. The teacher was accused of circumventing the state's parental notification law. This is SRN News. A Biden administration rule on background checks for gun buyers will be enforced in Kansas and several other states that unsuccessfully attempted to block it. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn with more on that story.
U.S. District Judge Toby Kraus in Kansas ruled against the state and 19 others who wanted an injunction against the Biden administration rule that background checks are needed for purchases made at gun shows and other non-store sales outlets. It closed a loophole that allowed tens of thousands of weapons to be sold without looking into the buyer's background. Judge Kraus says the plaintiffs claim the rule harms the state suing was too speculative, and he questions whether they have grounds to sue. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And more details at SRNnews.com.